Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 at 925-713-780-3776. You got a draft question? Let's go. First up, Chris. Got a question for Lance, Chris?
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys? Love the show, as always. So, Dell, congratulations to the Dolphins. Man, I was really hoping the Texans in the fourth round could get Jalen Wright, but snuck up three picks ahead of us and snagged him. So congrats for that. But Lance, my draft question specifically, and it's kind of a CJ Stroud question too. I saw that he posted when Pearsall went in the first round, like, man, I really wanted that guy. And then we drafted his guy, Cade Stover, out of Ohio State. And maybe you don't know the answer to this, but should we be cautious when a quarterback, kind of like Aaron Rodgers or the James Harden effect, when they start getting too vocal about who they do and do want, especially with who his agent is, if we don't kind of cave into what CJ wants sometimes, that we'll, you know, risk losing him? I know it's a weird question, but I thought about that when he was getting pretty vocal about who he wants, and then boom, we drafted Ohio State guy. So I just wanted to see your thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, I think that's a good question. I think it's a good discussion to have. CJ Stroud also wanted Tank Dell.
Yep.
And they asked him, he's like, yeah, man, I like Tank Dell. Deshaun Watson complained because he didn't get to pick the coach or, you know, have input in the coach. I guess I understood it at the time. You know, I understood it. But the other
The problem was that Cal told him he would, and then nothing.
Yeah, and so I understood
bad.
Yeah, I understood Deshaun being upset. But also, you can't let players pick coaches and players because their contracts, like, they're not getting fired off of that. And who knows? Deshaun fussed his way out of Houston anyway. What if he had told you who your next coach is going to be and he fussed his way out of Houston? So, yeah. I think it's a legitimate question. The only thing I would counter with is CJ knows the crap out of some ball. Man, CJ is a football nerd. He is watching. He's studying. He knows these guys. And I understand what you're saying about David Mulgeta, but I had this conversation with somebody at NFL Network who kind of has some insight into this. So, you know, the crew is Brian Burney, and who's the marketing rep, and Quincy Avery, who's quarterback coach, and then you got David Mulgeta, right? And then you got Deshaun Watson. And you got other quarterbacks. Josh Dobbs is who Quincy's worked with. You've had Justin Fields at some point had worked with him. Early in his career, you had Quincy working with C.J. Stroud, but he works with John Beck now. And I know he's Mulgeta's client. And I would just say this, and Quincy's not a bad guy. Quincy's not a big party hound and all that stuff. I know he fights with people on Twitter and some people don't like the race baiting stuff, but Quincy's not a bad guy. Brian Burney hangs out. He's a marketing guy. He's pretty good at what he does. But the Mulgeta and Deshaun stuff and all that, you know, the partying, I would just tell you that there's a guy named Dylan Thompson for the Houston Texans. He is on the staff. And ironically, Jack Easterby brought him in. Jack Easterby brought in Dylan Thompson. And Dylan Thompson is one of those. He's a religious guy, too. He's
South Carolina quarterback?
Yeah, former South Carolina quarterback. He's one of those team-building character types. Yep. But I think what he is he's what Jack was supposed to be when he started in football. And it's what Dylan Thompson is. And I say that with all due respect because Quincy once said, we were talking about the head on CJ's shoulders, and he said, yeah, he's really relying upon Dylan over there. Dylan's great with him. And I didn't know who Dylan was. I'm like, he's one of his best friends. And I'm like, Dylan is one of his best friends. So who is Dylan? So, and then I find out it's Dylan Thompson. I'm like, Dylan Thompson, the quarterback from South Carolina, works for the Texans? Yeah, and Jack brought him in.
Been there for years, yeah.
Well, I didn't know Jack brought him in until...
I follow Dylan. He's very religious, very... He's a spiritual guy.
You can see he's you can tell he's a Jack guy.
Yeah.
You can tell he's a Jack guy. Well, with that said...
I don't want to put anybody on that.
Well, no, but he's real football. Like, this is a former football player.
Yeah.
And football and living, you know, like, he's helped C.J. Stroud, who has had some difficulties in his life, some adversity he's faced. I think he's really helped to center C.J. Stroud. So when you talk about a Mulgeta guy or he's hanging out with Deshaun Watson or whatever, just keep in mind that C.J. Stroud also has somebody in his corner that is really quite the opposite of whatever you think that is. And I think he has a phenomenal head on his shoulders, obviously. He really knows football. And so C.J. Stroud, like, he's watching Ricky Pearsall. He said he wanted Ricky Pearsall, as Chris mentioned. He's watching these players. Now, do you want him making the picks? No, but at some point you do have to ask yourself, there's a chance that he might be a pretty good evaluator. You know, there's a lot of times players are not good evaluators. There's times coaches aren't. But sometimes a coach is a really good evaluator. Sometimes a player is a really good evaluator. You know what? Based on what I've seen from C.J. Stroud, I don't know about you, John, but I'm kind of curious what he thinks about certain players now. I mean, let's say he wanted Tank. Well, that was a bad pick. Oh, except, no, it was a great pick. He talks about Ricky Pearsall. If you're watching Ricky Pearsall tape and, like, this guy really wants to know about football players. He's a football nerd. I'm not that worried about him having too much pull in Houston. I'm really not, because ultimately D'Amico and Nick Caserio are their own men and they're going to make decisions. But I also think that they are going to, I think they're going to be respectful and frankly curious about some things that their quarterback has to say, because this isn't a guy who's going out and partying like Deshaun Watson and just believes because he's quarterback he wants his say. At this point in his life, C.J. Stroud is a football nerd who knows ball, who keeps up with ball, and I want him, and I'm curious what he has. What do you think about this guy? C.J., have you watched?
Well,
have you watched this wide receiver?
Stover, he threw to
him. Oh, yeah. Well, of course they're going to ask him. Yeah. Every team asks players. Jarrett Patterson, they asked him about Blake Fisher. And they talked about that in the press conference. We need to get some press conference sound with Nick and D'Amico Ryans, because I read through all the transcripts. I didn't hear him. I was reading the transcripts on the day of to get their feel for it. Titus Howard's got competition now. It's official. Nick Caserio did not draft Blake Fisher with the idea of moving him to guard. Now, could it happen? We'll see. I already know that Titus Howard is not a guard. I'm 100% sure of that. We've seen it twice.
Well, he said
to a guard. Titus Howard will tell you he's a right tackle.
Right tackle only.
It's true. He is a right tackle only. But Blake Fisher has never played guard. He's been mostly a right tackle. He had some left tackle, but he couldn't beat Joe out over there. But I don't know if he can play guard. He might be able to. He has the athletic ability to play guard.
So is the thought not anymore that we're getting the five best offensive linemen on the field? We are going to have the best people at their position
Competition.
Now? Well, we're going to have the best people at their position. Because if Titus Howard is going to stay at right tackle and Blake Fisher happens to be better, Blake Fisher might not be on the field because Titus Howard is getting paid.
Oh, right.
Right?
Oh, no, no. Whoever, it
but
should
Blake,
be best
But Titus Howard ain't moving to guard again. Titus Howard moved to guard and it was not good.
Well, it's not good enough.
No. No. Yeah. So what is...
Let me hit you with
so
this.
So what is... So it's Kenyon Green? Is Kenyon Green the left guard?
It's competition. It's Kendrick Green. It's Kenyon Green. Yeah, I don't think they'll move Juice Scruggs back to left. I think they want him at center, but who knows? Maybe he will.
Well, is Patterson maybe better? I mean, what did we find out about Patterson last year?
I don't know. I don't know what we found out about him. We'll find out. Now, there's an out. So listen to this contract. So remember, Titus Howard missed a lot, right? So after 2024, after this year, so his cap hit is $8.4 million this year. His dead cap is $29 million. That's no good. Next year, his cap hit is $23 million, and the dead cap is $21. So you actually save $2 million by cutting him next year. So now I'm not saying they're going to, but what I'm saying is the Texans have now drafted a year in advance, and they've put themselves in position to create pressure and competition for Titus Howard. And if he plays his best football, that's great. You have a very good swing tackle at right tackle who can play left tackle or right tackle if there's any injuries, which there have been over the last few years. But maybe more importantly, by 2026, you will have a cap savings of $13 million in 2026. So I have no problem. I have no problem with this pick right here, because I think Titus needs competition, and I think you need somebody better than Charlie Heck and George Fant out there. Even though Fant did a nice job, with Laremy Tunsil missing time, with Titus Howard missing time, let's go get a guy that can step in and help you still win, because Charlie Huck can't help you win at a high level. But if you got a legitimate swing tackle that's got some pro ability to be a starter, which Blake Fisher does, then if somebody gets hurt, you might be able to keep the ship rolling. They're trying to win at the highest level, and you can't do that without good depth. It's hard to.
Yeah.
Is their roster strong enough where they can use a second-round pick on depth?
Well, that's why I don't
think. Or the future.
Well, I'm asking. Over. Well,
no, you're no, this is not a depth pick. You're right. It looks curious because you say, man, this is a depth pick in the second round. It's not a depth pick in the second round. What they're basically telling you is they're going to try to find a place for him. It may not be this year, but that's why I think Titus Howard's number days may be numbered, because if Titus Howard doesn't stay healthy this year and have a good year, they can move on from him, save $2 million next year by making him a cap casualty.
That's a possibility. That's two first-round misses on the offensive line over the last 6 years, five, six years.
Wasn't a miss. We're into a second contract.
You're into it, but you were one that said he shouldn't have gotten a second contract.
No, I wouldn't have. Yeah. I thought they panicked.
Just because they gave him a second contract doesn't mean it's a hit.
I thought they panicked. But the good thing is the big money doesn't come until 2025, and they can actually get out from under that. They've structured it in such a way that they anticipated him playing better, but if he doesn't, they've already taken a tackle right now who can potentially take his job. Like, this is smart. It's done a year in advance. So I don't think it's a depth. I think it's... If it turns into a depth pick, that means Titus Howard's playing really well, then that's an expensive swing tackle, yes.
All right, why don't you talk about Zadik Jewelers right now?
Zadik Jewelers is great. Mother's Day is coming up. It's right around the block. You got to make sure. Like, different people have different relationships with their mom, but I can tell you, at Zadik Jewelers, they know that you're going to find a great piece for her. There's so many great pieces that you can find with Zadik Jewelers because they make them in-house. They have the biggest brand names that you've seen, and there's going to be some that you recognize. You'll probably recognize some of them. But at Zadik, they want you to buy and sell and trade your luxury watches. They want you to get mom a cool necklace or earrings or something to show you how much you care about her. Maybe it's maybe you have a very special relationship with her mom and you've got the ability to get her something really, really nice from Zadik. I just know that their reputation is unmatched in the business. People come from around the state because of the exclusive pieces they have across the board. And the quality is unmatched. 28,000 square feet, two-level store, located on Post Oak Boulevard, as they have been for decades, at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Make sure you stop in and get mom something today from Zadik.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We've got a featured restaurant to highlight this week. It's Highway Cantina in Edo, a great Tex-Mex destination before and after ball games, and certainly for Cinco de Mayo. Thanks, Highway Cantina, our featured restaurant this week.
There it is. Thank you to...
I think anybody's food restaurant needs to bring us.
Yeah. If you're going to be restaurant of the week, you need to bring us food.
Yeah, it's kind of should be a thing.
I think that's a thing.
You think Highway Cantinas, are they open at this time of the morning?
It doesn't matter if they're open. Get up and bring us food.
Well, there's prep stuff going on right now.
You want us to talk about you? Well, and your Highway Cantina?
Cantina.
Yeah.
Well, every show we'll be talking about them, so they may bring food.
I don't care about other shows.
They may bring food to another show.
Me and Del care about that because we're up here longer than you.
I'm up here all the time.
No, you're not.
It really kind of am.
Well, I won't be up here as much anymore.
No, you're not.
Done with my draft. I got my last article written on the plane. I was like working on the plane.
How about Dell, though? How about Dell?
Oh, by the way, he wasn't knocking on my door. He was knocking on the door next door because that's where he was staying because his kid. So he goes and works out at 5 or 6 in the morning. There was another knock at 6. I'm like, what? On Saturday. I'm like, what the hell? And open the door, he goes, oh, sorry about that. My kid just falls asleep. And I said, oh, did you? I said, okay, did you knock the other day? He goes, oh, did I wake you up? I'm like, no, I thought I woke you up because I was doing a radio show. And he goes, no, I can't hear you through the door. I said, well, I thought you were banging on my door. He goes, oh, man, I'm so sorry about that. I'd gone and gotten a quick workout
and you went downstairs whole time. And you were like scared.
I thought.
I mean,
was it scary? Stop pointing. That's really.
It was kind of. Wow.
Now I know that you don't.
And you
like
know what?
It.
Everyone at NFL Network, I told that story. He goes, "Man, that I'm glad you went downstairs, man. If you waking somebody up, that is inconsiderate for you to sit up there." I said, "Thank you. I'm trying to be considerate."
No.
That's all. And I said, "My stupid ass producer.
Wow.
Is saying exactly what I said.
Stupid.
I said he's trying to say, and I told Maurice Jones Drew this. I said he was saying things like, "Oh, you got punked out of your room." He's like, "Oh, no, you didn't get punked out. You needed leak. Had that been me, I would have been banging on your door too if you woken me up."
Nope.
He goes, "But how are you talking on the phone and somebody can hear it?" I said, I don't think they can, honestly.
Nope. Listen.
And it turns out what it was this whole time.
Well, you still got bullied.
Goofballs, I didn't get bullied.
Your imagination bullied you out of the room.
Get out.
Really kind
of
did. Who won the draft?
I think Steelers had a really good draft. I got to look, you know, as I'm going player by player by player, I don't get a real good feel for what the teams do. I know Arizona had a good draft, too. I mean, when you have 10, 9 picks, whatever it is, it's hard not to have a really good draft.
Well, yeah, you get the best wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona has Marvin Harrison Jr., Darius Robinson. They got two wide receivers that I like, Elijah Jones and Max Melton.
What do you think of the Eagles?
Oh, let me pull
a lot of people
Eagles
like
up
the
here.
Eagles draft.
They got Crispy Milk, Taylor DeGene, so that was good. They got Cooper DeGene. Yeah, they got Quinyon Mitchell, who I like a lot. Jalix Hunt, Howie Roseman said he almost texted Daniel Jeremiah and told him to pull him off his board, his top 100, his initial 100, because he was trying to keep him quiet. I like Will Shipley there. Anaya Smith. Love Jeremiah Trotter. Yeah, that's a good draft. I like their draft. Jeremiah Trotter, who got drafted in the fifth. Did you see his dad come out and make the pick? So his dad, who played at Philadelphia for some great teams, Super Bowl teams, played at Philadelphia. He comes out, he makes the pick, and it's his own son going to Philadelphia. And, man,
that's awesome.
He was so pumped up. Okay, so this I need to say this. And somebody's going to have to call in, 713-780-3776. I know the name. I know that he's out there running routes against C.J. Stroud. We saw the video when he was working out with Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs and all that. Sketch, the white guy with glasses. Did you see him make the announcement?
Yeah.
So Sketch is a streamer. No. You didn't see him make the announcement? Dell, can you find Sketch, the announcer for the Texans? He gets super hyped. And I didn't realize that was Sketch, and I remember, oh, yeah, he showed up in the video. What is the big deal about this guy? How, like, it doesn't take a lot to be famous anymore and make millions.
No.
This is somebody that could be one of my kids. It just, like, I look at my kids, like, how are y'all not famous making me a lot of money on a stream or something like that? Y'all sit here and argue about sports. Put it on a platform so I can make some money.
Kid?
I don't know how he got so big. How is he really hilarious when he streams? Like, what is it about Sketch that's such a big deal? Somebody's going to have to tell
Shouldn't
me.
Shouldn't you be asking your children this? Wouldn't they know?
I'm going to. I just got in last night, so I didn't ask him about Sketch. I'm sure they'll tell me. But if somebody's got an answer for me, let me know.
I think maybe it's just the way he looks, yet he's somewhat athletic, or I don't know. Is there something about it that makes him, I don't know.
I don't know
what's
why
he famous
he's,
for.
I don't. I being a streamer.
Well, what does
and
that
look,
mean?
There's lots of
what
famous
streamers.
Well, it means you play
video games,
and
online.
You talk. Yeah, a camera's on your face, so the screen is you playing a video game. Then there's a small box, and here is Sketch. So imagine this: this kid is like probably about 5'9", white kid, glasses, short hair.
5'9".
The Texans could have at least sprung for a new C.J. Stroud jersey.
You think he's shorter than that? Yeah, it's an old Yeah, he should be wearing a new C.J. Stroud jersey. Basically, everybody who announced the Texans pick was from Mexico City. Basically, the entire thing other than Sketch. And Sketch, who's this white kid from here in town,
glasses,
I guess.
He's got a buzz cut.
Doesn't look like he'd be. You wouldn't even
Sketch influencer. He's what is what he was labeled
on. You would never
this.
Even. You would never even know. Well, it's just another. Like this is what Han. This is Hannah and the marketing. This is actually the marketing team saying, "Hey, we need to have Sketch make an announcement, because they've got all these rappers now re-involved with Houston. And now I guarantee you the Houston marketing arm, whoever's taking over, said, we got to get Sketch, because this is younger fans are going to love him. Here he is announcing the pick. I will give it up now. He had some energy.
Sketch.
Let's go! What's up, brothers? How we doing? Make some noise! Come on! This is football! Come on! The Philadelphia Eagles have traded the 123rd pick to the Houston Texans! With the 123rd pick of the NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Cade Stover, tight end, Ohio State!
He was hyped, and then after that, he went crazy after the pick, too. He went crazy again after that, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, is it because he's so nerdy looking?
He has 100% more money than us, and it's probably not even close for our lifetime earnings.
Probably.
Because he plays probably Roblox or something, or one of these games, Minecraft, and he's building stuff on Minecraft, and then all of a sudden his bank account's got $3 million in it for the month. Yeah.
I could see why Cal would really like him.
Oh, why? Cal plays video games.
Cal plays video games.
So apparently Sketch is older than you think.
How old? He sounded older.
He did, actually.
He's not a kid.
According to Wikipedia, he's either 25 or 26.
Yeah, he doesn't look like... He looks like a kid. He doesn't sound like...
He looks 17, 18. He does
look like... He's just a Twitch streamer based in the city. Has over 84 million views on his YouTube channel.
Yeah. I mean, really?
Work as hard as you want. It doesn't matter.
408,000 subscribers overall.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Out there playing video games.
All right. I want Sketch. If you know Sketch, get him on the show.
We're not big enough for Sketch.
I want to see how high our numbers. Oh, yeah, we are. We're the preeminent. I'm the preeminent draft guy, and John is the godfather of Houston radio. I've heard it on promos before. So, we're big enough. Somebody get Sketch's ass in here. We're going to talk ball with them, and then we'll have some breakfast tacos for him or something like that, and we'll see how high our numbers go.
Our numbers will be through the roof if we get a Sketch on.
Do you think our base is going to be thrilled with Sketch?
Well, yeah. There will be some ugly talk probably in the
you think
in the stream, like the Twitch.
Are you a Matt? You Twitch imagine will be.
We'll get not a lot of new viewers and listeners.
Well, shouldn't they be his people, Twitch people?
He's some.
He's on Twitch.
We got some. If you're a sports fan, we got some. You don't have to just be a Twitch streamer. I mean, we've got that's true. All the Twitch streamers probably love
shouldn't
him.
Shouldn't they love him?
He's a Twitch guy more than they like you. That's for sure.
Well, oh man, I mean, that ain't tough.
Feelings mutual.
Hate Dell.
That's fine. I mean, I don't know what this is. I mean, they come after me and I respond, but I don't think about them until you guys tell me they're saying something. And that's fine. We know they're clownish.
Yeah.
Clownish.
932 ESPN 97.5 at 92.5. Hate that one, YouTube, when you start fighting. Time for you, Lance, though, to talk about our friends over at Texas Star Grill Shop.
Texas Star Grill Shop is... I've used their products for, man, going on about 15 years now. Absolutely love them. Love the family that started it. Love what they've become. It's a tremendous success story. But let's get off all that. I want to get you in the club. Not just the club of people who have learned how to barbecue at a high level or have taken their barbecuing to the next level with great barbecue pits and smokers, wood pellet grills, gas grills, but also the club is actually something you can sign up for on the website, 975 Grills, and you get discounted prices and special hookups all the time. So make sure you sign up for that. And when you tell them that you're a member of the club, you're going to get prices that no one else is going to be able to get on a variety of different grills because they can offer the lowest prices. They're the biggest and baddest in the entire city. There's multiple locations, but Texas Star Grill Shop has you covered from spices to pizza ovens to grills to all the things that you need, meat thermometers, anything that you need to be a great barbecue aficionado, they've got you covered. Just check them out for yourself online at Texas Star Grill. The Texas Star Grill Shop email, or rather website, is 975grills.com. That's 975grills.com. Make sure you join the club.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Oh, is this true? Okay. Fromber, Verlander, Javier, and Blanco. They started half of the Astros' 28 games. In 14 starts, those are 14 starts, three by Fromber, two by Verlander, four by Javier, five by Blanco. In their 14 starts, they're 7-0 with a 1.83 ERA. How's that? Other starters' numbers?
We're done.
Brown,
we're
done. France, Arrighetti, and Henley, 0-10 with a 9.49 ERA. Wow.
Yeah.
The bullpen, 2-9 with a 4.95 ERA. And the team's 9-19 and a 4.92 ERA. Just awful.
Not ideal.
Four guys have been great and everybody else has just sucked.
Well, all I care about is getting more of the great guys to pitch. Now that we've swept the Rockies out of Mexico City, I feel like this is the turning point.
This is it?
Yeah, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard enough to beat Colorado, and Mexico City has altitude, so Colorado is probably, it's kind of like they're playing in their home stadium, basically, but further south because it's altitude. And look what happened to them. They got punked out. I'm going to go to Mexico City for a vacation, and I'm looking forward to it. And you know what I'm going to do? First thing I'm going to do, I'm bringing Astros hat because we're officially the baseball team of Mexico City.
The Deshaun Watson trade now complete. Adam Schefter says this.
All right.
The Browns get Deshaun Watson and a sixth-round pick that was included in the Jerry Jeudy trade.
Okay.
Okay? The Texans receive Kenyon Green, Damian Pierce, Will Anderson Jr., Tank Dell. They traded the 2024 first-round pick to Minnesota, which turned into Kamari Lassiter and Jamal Hill. And Caden Bullock. We don't know how those three players are going to be.
It could have been a huge blowout if Damian Pierce kept going and if Kenyon Green had turned into a player. It could have been a massive blowout.
Well, we don't know. Kenyon Green is coming back after 1 year. We don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Damian Pierce actually was awesome until then he wasn't. And we know what Will Anderson Jr. and Tank Dell are. So, even without Kenyon Green and Damian, the Texans still won this trade.
Yeah.
Because they got...
And the money. You haven't even gotten into the money that they had to pay.
And they wouldn't have Stroud.
So Cleveland looks at it as the players that they gave up. We look at it as the players Cleveland gave up. You know what Cleveland and their fans look at it? The money and the performance has not been on par for 2 years.
You think?
Now. That's how they're looking at it. So... for the Texans, of course, the Will Anderson, they had to package. They did use that pick, so it counts, but they had to package a future first to go along with it. But we'll count it. That's fine. So just Will Anderson for Deshaun Watson may end up being a win. But if you go Will Anderson, future Tank. Starter and Deshaun Lassiter. Did you say Stover? Bullock. Bullock. Caden Bullock. Okay. So...
yeah,
and it opened the door for you to draft C.J. Stroud after some difficult times with Davis Mills. And frankly, Davis Mills was always a backup who was being.
But if you had Deshaun, you wouldn't have C.J. Stroud right now. He'd be at some other place crushing it.
I think the Texans are going to. I think there's a chance they give Davis Mills a second contract.
Yeah,
I mean, as a backup. Second contract now for quarterbacks. Backups is going to be about $3 million a year. You could give him a 2-year, $6 million deal.
It's usually more than that.
Not for that level backup.
Well, right. Well, yeah.
He's a backup that you hope never, ever plays.
Listen, he should take whatever they give him.
Good backups, like...
just take it.
Gardner Minshew is like $12 million or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know about that level
no.
of backup. Actually, it may be more than three. You're right. Maybe I'm... Three used to be the number. It's probably higher than that, even for a – yeah, it's probably more like five. Yeah.
So Nick Caserio, so been talking about Lassiter, the cornerback position. Nick Caserio addressed listen, they signed a bunch of guys, C.J. Henderson and Jeff Kuda, and I mean they just a bunch of – Delanie Johnson, and I mean they just got a bunch of guys. But they also picked up Lassiter. So here's after Lassiter was drafted, here is Nick Caserio talking about the cornerbacks.
We'll see. It'll be competition. I mean, Jeff and CJ play a lot of football at a high level. So, I mean, they're both big and fast. They've been here in the offseason program here for the last few weeks. So they're working hard. DK, we re-signed Desmond. So I'd say Miles Bryant's a guy that has kind of a Swiss Army knife safety to nickel flexibility. Say Lassiter kind of corner to nickel corner. Bullock safety to whatever else he could do. So you're going to need, you know, 6 to 8 defensive backs that can go out there and play. And, I mean, look, you're going to have to cover people. So you have to be able to run. You have to be able to cover. You have to be able to tackle. I mean, somebody's going to have to chase Worthy down the field when Mahomes is launching a ball over his head this season. So, I mean, you need 5 or 6 defensive backs. It's a space game. It's a speed game. It's a tackling game. So what happens relative to opposite Derek, we'll find out. So there's nothing that's predetermined. So we'll have a better idea, I think, in training camp how this is going to transpire. But there's a good chance we're going to probably have 5 or 6 corners on the roster. 2 or 3 are going to play on defense. Whoever 4, 5, and 6 are going to be backups. And how diverse are their roles? Going back to Coach's question here, kicking game to defense. So it'll be an interesting exercise here, but I think we've created a significant amount of competition in that area, so which is a good thing.
How much are we going to be talking about the lack of production or inefficiency of that other side? Is it going to be a problem this year?
Ask that question again.
Is that other corner position?
Yeah, it could be a problem. Yeah, it could be a problem.
It's probably.
I mean, you've got some guys with traits and athletic ability in Akuda and C.J. Henderson. They're high picks for a reason. They haven't gotten it done for a reason. I think what you're hoping is D'Amico can get them in a system that feels right. Maybe he accentuates a positive for one of those guys. I mean, they're not available for that money, $4.5 million or whatever on a 1-year deal. They're not really available if they were better players. So they've both been massive disappointments. I had big grades on both of them. I thought C.J. Henderson was one of the smoothest corners I saw. I don't know why he failed. There are some instinct issues with Jeffrey Okuda. That usually doesn't go away, so it's probably always going to be an issue. But I think it's, you know, I think it is going to be something that could be tough for the Texans. Yeah, and I do wonder if Kamari Lassiter ends up outside because he's got experience playing outside. I wonder if he ends up outside and you just have Desmond King playing the nickel. I don't love your speed in that regard then with King and Lassiter. That would concern me because that's not a very fast group. But, I mean, you got a good football player. You basically – and Nick has actually given more football answers. Have you noticed that? Like, he's given us a little bit more than just the word salad stuff he gave. He just wants to get a good football player, and he clearly cares about – so think about this. Bill Belichick, when he was with Belichick, brought in a lot of Alabama players. Belichick is very good friends with Nick Saban, and he trusts that when they come in, they're already wired a certain way and all that. I don't think it's any surprise that you've got an Ohio State guy for the Texans. You got an Ohio State and an Alabama guy last year who were your first two picks. You end up getting a Georgia guy in the second pick. Like, I think Nick, there's something to the fact that Nick Caserio likes players who've come from certain types of programs.
Big schools playing big time football, winners.
Yeah.
Leaders, dogs.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, he addressed the toughness of Lassiter. I mean, Lassiter's played a lot of big football.
Lassiter's a tough dude now.
Yeah.
He'll come up and hit you and run support.
Yeah. You got him or no? No.
No, he said he's got that. No, he said
he's got a show.
Yeah, you'll hear it in 15 minutes.
Oh, by the way, That's something too. This morning he comes in right like 10 minutes before. He's over 3 hours early for his show. He comes in 10 minutes before ours. That's how much he cares.
I don't know if you looked outside, but at certain points in the morning it was a disaster. Ooh. So sure, I left the same time I normally do. I just got caught up.
We did get some traffic.
Yeah. But I noticed you were early for your show and not ours.
Well,
thank you.
I don't know if you know how time and scheduling works.
But that's not right. If you want, you're early for your show.
If you want, you can end this show at 9:55. I can go wait my car till 9:59, then run up here and be later for that show.
Yeah.
If you want to do that,
please do.
Okay, end the show at 9:55. Okay, do that.
We will. Okay,
not a chance.
Let's take a break here, and when we come back, news. Oh, the weird coming your way. Next, here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, time to talk about own well. Time to talk about your property taxes. Time to talk about how much you're spending on your property. Because the government, well, they're screwing you, okay? There is the government is always, 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 always going to say that your house is worth more than it is because then they can charge you more in taxes. So the more your house is worth, the more taxes that they can collect. And that's what they do. And so they're never shorting it. Oh, no, your house isn't worth that much. That never. You know what happens? Never that. Okay. Here's the deal. And I didn't fight them 1 year. I didn't fight. And it was like, oh my gosh, what did I do? Because then the next year they bumped it up again, another huge bump. And you're like, wow, it's not only not worth that much, it's not worth what I paid last year. So you need own well. No stress, no big-time investment. As a matter of fact, you don't pay anything up front, no upfront costs, savings or free, guaranteed. If you don't save, you don't pay. Local experts backed by cutting-edge technology, they're going to fight, they're going to protest, they're going to work their tails off to make you to help you save money on your property taxes, and then you pay them. Save money on your property taxes with OwnWell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at OwnWell.com. That's OWNWELL.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Yeah, Kamara provides toughness. He provides, you know, I mean, you talk about energy and the way he plays the game. Like, he loves football, and it shows on the tape. It jumps off the tape. He's a versatile player. He can play inside. He can play outside. But you talk about a guy who's a leader, a guy who works hard. He's everything that our team is about. We talk about everything being relentless and attacking the day with a relentless mindset every single day. That's what Kamari brings.
Well, thank you for
just
that.
Cut off all the narratives. There it is.
There you have it. Did you guys watch the snooker championship?
The guy in the background biting his son's ear? I'm hoping, son.
I saw that. I didn't know where it was from.
I hope it's his son.
Yeah, I think so. Just look at him. They look kind of similar. He's younger. He has glasses. Yeah. It was weird. That's a visual, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if my mic is on.
So
I don't know if it's like... That's a visual thing, though. That's not news of the weird. That's just something that creeped you out.
They're on the set talking, and behind, there are people standing there watching, and this guy, an older guy, bites the ear of the kid, and it's really creepy. It's really creepy. Well, that's news of the weird. It's weird.
It's kind of what Bregman and Pena were doing.
You think?
Well, that's what it was?
That's what it was.
I mean, it wasn't a bite of the ear, but it was like a nuzzling on the neck.
I don't like my players.
I didn't see that. I don't know if I want to now. Yeah. People said, you know, since those two started their relationship, their Astros are 2-0.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's just the water in Mexico got them going.
I don't know. Maybe the altitude.
Whatever.
Made them lightheaded.
Have you guys ever heard of sexsomnia?
No.
Okay. It's a sleep disorder.
Yep.
Apparently, people have relations while they're sleeping, and they don't remember any of it.
Wait, what?
Well, and sometimes it's just you by yourself doing, you know, having relations.
Uh-huh. And you don't remember it?
They don't remember.
Then how do you know?
Their partners say, dude, you know what you were doing?
That's always the best when you
Well, or
that,
you just
it doesn't happen when
yeah,
you're,
no, I don't remember.
Once you're married, it doesn't happen. But when you're dating and you really, like wake yeah. up and like, oh, look what's happening.
Yeah.
That's no. great.
Well, it's not only that. Sometimes you attack your or you know
self?
Yeah. Or and others.
Oh.
And others.
Oh, well that could get you a case.
So, but they don't remember any of it.
But you
or you just
case,
say
yeah.
you don't remember, I guess. Yeah. Right? No, I don't remember that. Uh-huh.
You can legitimately catch a case.
You can't, yeah. I mean you could catch some hands doing that. Mm-hmm. What else do we have here? Upset over husband gifting TV to sister, wife allegedly gets him killed. She's on trial.
Yes.
She was upset. Have you?
I don't know this. I don't know how you're going to ask a question. Have you ever tried to have butter killed? No.
No. Have you gifted any of Mike's wives? And
first of all, number one, TVs are not super expensive.
No, that's really not that
smaller
big a deal anymore.
I mean, you don't give your sister a $700, $800, $900, $1,500 TV.
Right.
But you can get something for under $200.
Well, and plus, this was in Barabanki.
Yeah.
Uttar Pradesh. So maybe a TV is worth a lot.
Maybe so. And maybe also, like,
although
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
those
people.
You know what? If you hate your sister-in-law, maybe there's just some beef there between sister and sister-in-law, and you know what I mean?
Huh.
I mean, wife and sister-in-law. Maybe there's some.
Maybe there is some beef. Well, enough to have him killed?
Did she have him or she got caught trying to?
She had him killed.
So
that's what the allegation is. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Over a TV.
Well, and this was on her wedding. He gifted a TV on her wedding. So, yeah, I guess, well.
Was it a 4K?
Ooh.
Well.
What, or was it one of those 8Ks?
Did he cheap out? What are we doing?
Yeah, how nice was it, though, John?
Yeah,
She may have had a point here.
Apparently, okay, this is an AP story.
True.
Myth of superhuman strength in black people persists in deadly encounters with police. Do you think black people have superhuman strength? Del?
Why are you lying? Are you facing that fake brick facade? What are you doing?
Lance is up against the wall.
You just turn off your mic. You don't have to get up. I don't know what
I don't want anyone to see me being part of John's. My contract's up in June.
I don't know what story is this. What is this?
This is an AP story, actually.
There's a myth.
How is it? What? How did this? Who's the story editor?
Is it
who
what?
Said?
Wait
all right, what are we going to pitch today? We done all the Gaza stuff, like the encampments. You got anything on black people having superhero powers whenever they're encountering police?
Is that the explanation for why you sometimes see 8 police officers beating the hell out of a black person? Is that what we're doing? What are we talking about?
Who came up with the idea for this story?
Hey, it's a story, okay? AP story. That's all I know. I didn't write it.
It feels like that came from the Policemen's Association.
Del, isn't there something
they've got
with,
superpowers.
Black people are real strong on...
what we're doing out there?
What's the deal on that one, Del?
They didn't have superpowers. We wouldn't have to. What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
If Del were the copy editor, this is what he would have said in that building. I don't want to do that, but I want to do white people smelling like white teenage boys smelling
like
dogs in the rain.
Yeah.
You sure that's from the AP or from the Policemen's Union? What are we talking about here?
A Kansas man who killed his wife used the insurance payout to buy a sex doll.
Wait, now he got...
How about that trade?
No, wait. He killed his wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He
killed. All right. Okay, so obviously
wife.
That's terrible. Obviously that's terrible. But I want to ask you this.
But.
However, what if his wife had died of natural causes or something terrible had happened, she had a policy on her, and he did the exact same thing? What are your thoughts if there was not a murder involved and it was just an unfortunate event and then he bought a sex doll? Would you be judging him then?
What? This is probably better. There's not much talking going on here. There's not, you know. I don't know what his relationship
was. Well, he might not be able to be.
It could have been the best of relationships, seeing as how he killed her.
Well, yeah. Obviously, that makes my question null and void. But had he not murdered her and he just lost his wife, and he decided to go in that direction, maybe he didn't want to be with another woman again.
Right.
You know, maybe we need. Okay, but the murder does cloud things here on the story. I don't. It's my. my supposition
although,
or my...
Although it was probably best that he went with a sex doll as opposed to another human being.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Because then she would have got arrested for something, like conspiracy or...
Or no, he would have killed her too.
So, oh, yeah. She would have got killed too?
No, yeah. So the sex doll, she's not going to...
No.
She's not going to talk back. Or
so they really... This wasn't about the sex doll. It was really just about him being involved in a murder.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So the sex doll wasn't
really...
It's
best for everybody if this dude doesn't have another human to talk to.
Right.
Right? Am I right?
I think you're probably right.
We're done. Opie and Mape show is next.
At least the sex doll won't talk back. Is that what we boil it down to? Has she talked back?
Hey, are you surprised?
No.
Mope and Mape's next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, how about this? You have a prostate issue. You're going to the bathroom way too often. You don't know what it is. You don't know what the problem is. But the chances are that you have an enlarged prostate. If you have an enlarged prostate and it's not cancerous, okay, then Doc Manavis is for you. I went to see her office a couple of weeks ago, and it's fantastic. It's a wonderful, wonderful situation. Right on I-10, right there at Durham, right there over there. And it's just a beautiful facility in which she's got resting areas for you. She's got she's got a dancing area for herself while she's doing in between when, there's some time off, the doc will do some dancing. But what she does most is this. She gives you an IV and it decreases the size of your prostate. And it's so much easier than it used to be. It used to be surgery and an awful surgery, and it's not anymore. What it is, it's so simple. You need Doc Manavis. If you have an enlarged prostate, you need Doc Manavis. 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.